Hello, thanks for tuning in. My name is Hannah Smith, and I'm the Health and Wellness Coordinator at the Milwaukee High School School-Based Health Center. In this episode, a member of our Youth Advisory Council will be discussing the COVID-19 vaccine and common myths surrounding the topic with our nurse practitioner. Now we'll turn it over to them to introduce themselves.
I'm Jazzy. I'm a sophomore. I'm a part of the Youth Advisory Council at Milwaukee, and I'm here with, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Diana. I'm the nurse practitioner, the medical provider at the School-Based Health Center at Milwaukee High School.
Nice. So we're going to talk about COVID and the pandemic and the vaccine today.
Great.
What has your pandemic experience been like?
It's been up and down. You know, at first it was really hard and the clinic took a big hit and we didn't see a lot of patients, and that was kind of hard because people were staying home, understandably. But it's gotten a lot better as things have opened up a little bit more and I've gotten more used to it. As soon as I got the vaccine, things really started getting a lot better because I was able to go out more and feel more comfortable around other people who I also knew were vaccinated, and then I was able to see my friends more. So now I feel a lot better. And I think everybody's kind of gotten used to the pandemic now, and we're kind of living our pandemic lives and getting used to things.
I also got the vaccine, and I have some similar experience like that. Why is it important to get vaccinated, in your own words?
Well, I think the first and foremost, it's important because vaccines keep you healthy and help you prevent getting COVID. And so from a personal standpoint, you should be concerned about your own health. And then from a community standpoint, it's really important because the faster we can get herd immunity, then the faster we can go back to our normal lives and take off our masks and stop sending people to the hospital on ventilators, getting sick. And so I really think it's a personal responsibility, but it's also a community responsibility. You have a responsibility to take care of the people around you by getting vaccinated, because not everyone has the ability to get vaccinated. Some people are too sick, or they have a weaker immune system, so they're not able to, and there's a variety of reasons. So if you are able to get vaccinated, it is really important that you do so, not only for your own health, but for the safety of everyone around you. And the other thing to keep in mind is that the vaccine is really safe. It's the Pfizer vaccine is now fully FDA approved. And so if there are, and we can talk more about this later, Jazzy, but I think as people become more comfortable with the idea, we're going to see more people getting vaccinated.
Yeah. So along with people getting the vaccine, there's a lot of different opinions and topics that come up. In your opinion, do you think the creation of the vaccine was rushed? Why or why not?
Yeah, so it's a tough question because it did come about really quickly. However, the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, has been monitoring these vaccines for safety and efficacy, and they've been doing a really good job. The vaccine developers definitely did not cut any corners, so I want to make that really clear. There's ample evidence to show that the reason it got completed so quickly is because we had a true global emergency on our hands, paired with early application of the resources that we had at hand to make it possible. So both of the mRNA vaccines, Pfizer and Moderna, were created with a method that has been in development for years before this. So this idea that, oh, the mRNA thing is new and it's scary because we don't know, it's actually, that's a myth. It's not totally new. It's been in development for a long time. And so scientists have been able to be working on this for years before COVID even came up. The vaccine developers did not skip any steps. They conducted some of these steps on overlapping schedule to make the data come faster. And the vaccine projects had so many resources coming in. That's the other thing, is for the first time in history, we had so many government resources and individual investors sending money in, so that this vaccine was able to get developed a lot quicker than vaccines in the past.
Yeah, that would make a lot of sense because more people were like, oh, this is a thing, so let's try to get this done. Right. So in a sense, it wasn't rushed, but it was more helped along the way.
Yeah, exactly.
What are some of the common side effects that come with it? Because it is safe, but no matter what type of medicine or anything you take, there's always side effects.
Yeah, that's a good question. So the most common side effect is just pain and redness at the site of your injection, so right in your arm. Just some pain, redness, maybe a little bit of swelling there for a few hours or a day or two. And then that's the most common. Then some people also experience more systemic side effects such as tiredness, headache, muscle pain in their arm, chills or fever, and nausea, though those are a little bit less common. You might have heard anecdotally from your friends like, oh yeah, I got it and I got a fever and I felt really sick. You've heard that a little bit here and there, but it's less common that worse side effects would happen. And then what we recommend is just applying a clean, cool, wet washcloth over your arm to help with any pain or redness. And then using your arm and exercising your arm as much as possible can really help too. Drinking plenty of water and if you have a fever, cooling off as much as possible too.
Yeah. Where is a place that someone can get vaccinated?
Oh, you can get vaccinated at the school-based health center starting Thursday, September 9th. Yeah, so school-based health center is a great resource. You could also just go to Walgreens or Rite Aid or any other local pharmacy. Kaiser, I know, has great accessibility to vaccines, too, if you have Kaiser insurance. Or you could just go to your local regular doctor's office. It might be harder to get an appointment there, so I do recommend that you come to the school-based health center because we have a lot of availability.
Given that it's at the school where there's a lot of teenagers and it's also just widely accessible, do students need to get their parents' permission to get the vaccine?
If you are 14 years old or younger, then we do require a parent signature. However, if you are 15 years old or older, we do not require it. We do recommend it because it's good to keep your parents in the loop and make sure they know what's going on with your healthcare. However, it is not a requirement. The law of Oregon states that 15 years old and older do not need parent permission for their medical care.
Along with that, what other immunizations should students get?
Oh, that's a great question. So if you're not caught up, then all of the normal vaccines like tetanus, polio, mumps, measles, rubella. Oh man, there's so many. You got me on the spot here. but traditionally, if you're all caught up, then traditionally, once you turn 16, you're due for your meningitis vaccine. That's a really important one that I see a lot of kids in the clinic coming in without having gotten that. So I really want to encourage people to get their meningitis vaccine, especially because this age group, teenagers, is the age group at which meningitis can pop up most commonly. And it's quite a devastating disease if you do catch it. So it's really important to get vaccinated against that. And the other really important one for teenagers is something called HPV, human papillomavirus vaccine. And that can help prevent certain types of reproductive cancers. It's the only vaccine we have that prevents cancer. So it's actually a really cool vaccine that we have access to, and we have it right at the school-based health center. So if you are age 9 or older and you haven't gotten your HPV vaccine, you really need to be getting that.
Yeah. And on the topic of COVID vaccines, what we were doing before that is we were wearing masks. And again, a lot of people have conflicting opinions and different informations. Are masks really helpful when they preventing transmissions of COVID and other diseases?
The short answer is yes, they are helpful a lot. Face masks combined with other measures like washing your hands, getting vaccinated, and physical distancing, all those together help slow the spread of the virus. So I've done a lot of research on this because I have a particular interest in this. And I've read repeated studies that show that masks, when they're used properly over the nose, are drastically reducing the amount of respiratory droplets that you spread. So respiratory droplets would be like little bits of spit that come out of your mouth when you cough, sneeze, or even just talk. So the mask is drastically reducing the amount of droplets that you're letting out. And they also reduce the amount of other people's droplets that you breathe in. However, masks are more helpful in preventing you from transmitting the disease to someone else, because they're more helpful at preventing drops coming out, which means you should be wearing a mask not just to protect yourself, but more importantly, to protect the people around you. And I've heard a lot of people say, I'm not going to wear a mask because I don't care if I get COVID. You know, that's really fine. It's just a matter of, if you wear a mask, you're really protecting other people around you from getting COVID, especially those elderly people who are more at risk of death. So it's really important to wear a mask. And also just for slowing the spread of the disease, to keep our hospitals from getting overflowed with people. Right now, I have a friend who does surgery in the hospital here at OHSU, right here in Portland. And he was telling me that they have halted almost all surgeries because they need the beds for COVID patients. They're literally running out of beds. And so it is absolutely vital that people wear their masks and get vaccinated to help slow the spread of this disease.
Yeah. And like I mentioned earlier, with different opinions and different way people go about things, a lot of misinformation gets spread. So what are some of the common myths that surround COVID and masks and everything that goes with it?
Well, one is that we kind of touched on is that some people have said, oh, the vaccine's not safe. That's a common myth that I hear a lot that we already addressed. It's absolutely safe. It's FDA approved. And we know just anecdotally, think of all the people you know that have gotten the vaccine and are perfectly happy and healthy. That I heard another myth that said, oh, the vaccine has a microchip, which just makes me laugh. There's absolutely no evidence to suggest that the vaccine has any kind of microchip. I read another myth that someone said vaccine makes you magnetic, which I think is really funny. Nope, the vaccine definitely does not make you magnetic. A common one is that the vaccine will make you sick. So that's important to address, because while the vaccine can make you feel kind of tired or localized pain or redness, like we briefly discussed earlier, it does not have any COVID in the vaccine that could make you sick. So there's no possibility of getting COVID by getting the vaccine. And I think that's a common misconception about the flu vaccine as well. That's a really important vaccine to get every year. You got to get a new flu vaccine because the flu changes every year and the flu virus becomes different. And so we generate a new vaccine for the flu every year. So it's really important to get vaccinated against that. And a lot of people think that the flu vaccine gives you the flu. It's absolutely false. There is no flu virus in a flu vaccine. It is not a live virus, or it is not a live vaccine. So there's no possibility of getting the flu. What happens is when people get a shot, a vaccine, their immune system kicks in, right? And their immune system starts working. And when the immune system is working in overtime, you become a little bit tired. You might even get a little bit of a fever just from your immune system working. It does not mean that you got the flu. It does not mean you got COVID. So just keeping that in mind, that vaccines cannot make sick. Another myth that a lot is that young people can't get COVID. That is absolutely false. We have seen more and more young people getting this disease, and it's devastating for young people. It makes them extremely sick, especially the really young ones. And they're filling up hospitals more and more now with this, the Delta variant, which is a variation of COVID that developed because we did not get enough herd immunity from vaccines. So, yeah, so young people out there listening, you can absolutely get COVID. That's a myth that I hear a lot. And then another myth that I heard was that the 5G phone network can spread COVID. Have you heard that one, Jazzy?
No.
Yeah, some people are saying that the cellular phone network is spreading COVID. That's absolutely false.
Yeah, and me and my entire family are vaccinated, have been. Great. I didn't get it until after my family because I'm still 15, so I had to wait till like the 15 and under one came out. But very close people in my family are immune compromised. We were in our house for a majority of a year and a half. We're all doing great. We're all healthy. We're all doing stuff.
Right.
And it's been, some people say masks are restricting or take away freedom or stuff like that, but the vaccine gives it back to you. Like,
yes.
Like my whole family still wears our masks when we go out, but we get to go out now.
Right.
Instead of just going to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Like, I recently went on a trip, like, to visit my grandparents also went on a trip to the East Coast.
And your grandparents are vaccinated?
Yes. My grandfather has advanced cancer, but now he can go out too because he got the vaccine and he's staying safe.
That's great. That's awesome. Yeah. I'm sorry to hear about his cancer, though. That does put him at higher risk. And that's why it's really important that people get the vaccine to protect people like your grandfather who are at higher risk of COVID.
Yeah, and like I said, it makes us feel safer about going outside. Does being vaccinated make you feel safer about returning to work?
Yeah, definitely. It makes me feel a lot safer just being in a room, a closed room with a patient. Then I know that my immune system can fight the disease if I do get it, and that I'll be protected. Yeah, I felt a lot better about being back at work once I got the vaccine.
I know I felt safer about coming back to school full time. Mm. Like, I was nervous about it when it was 2 classes a day. But now that I'm, like, it's fully in effect, everything's safer, a lot more people are vaccinated, me and my whole family again feel comfortable with me and my sister returning back to school and my brother going back to school in college.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Yeah. And like I was saying, we're both vaccinated. What advice do you have for someone who's hesitant to get the vaccine for a number of reasons?
Well, first, I would say I hear you and I understand your concern. I think it's really important that we listen to people when they say they're nervous about getting the vaccine and that we don't dismiss them. So I hear you. I understand. It's not an easy decision for everyone. I would just start to ask some questions to better understand where that person is coming from in their hesitancy. Like, I would use something called motivational interviewing techniques, which is a technique of asking questions to elicit thoughtful responses from people. For example, I might ask, which is worse, getting a vaccine or getting COVID? And usually people are kind of like stumped by that question and realize, yeah, you're right. Getting COVID would be a whole lot worse than getting a shot in my arm. But it depends on what they're hesitant about, really. I might say, if you spend time with your parents who are older and more at risk, would you be okay with passing COVID to them? Or if you spend time with your grandparents who are older and more at risk, would you be okay with passing COVID to those people? And usually people would say, no, I definitely don't want to do that. For someone who's hesitant because they don't know the science behind the vaccine, first I would say, listen to this podcast because we talk a little bit about it. And then I would just challenge them on that. I would ask, with all the unknowns, with all the unknowns about how COVID affects us in the long term, I would ask, should you take a chance on a vaccine that has been proven to be safe for millions of people? Or should you take a chance on getting COVID with all its potential long-term side effects that we do know about? It's just kind of like an either or situation. Which would you rather take a chance on? And then I'd also point out, if you're refusing a vaccine for a political reason, I would point out that Donald Trump himself is vaccinated. So there's a little bit of a funny, I think it's a little bit funny that people might choose to wait on the vaccine because of political reasons when, you know, one of the main people in the Republican Party, Donald Trump, has been vaccinated, which I commend him on. That was a smart decision. And in fact, every living president or former president has now been vaccinated. And then most Republicans in Congress have also been vaccinated. So something to think about.
Yeah. So those are all my questions. Thank you so much for all the information you gave me and everyone listening today.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
I definitely learned some new things about the science behind it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Did you have any other questions or any other thoughts?
No, I'm just glad that someone's there to inform people my age about it, because not everyone is my age is as willing or ready to get the vaccine, and it's important even for teenagers to understand what's happening.
Right. Yeah, totally. Yeah, I would just say if you're able to get it, like if you're healthy and able to get it, please get the vaccine. Protect each other, protect yourself. And you're part of the solution to this global pandemic. Every teenager is part of the solution, because teens are some of the people spreading the Delta variant the most. And so we really need teenagers to get out and get vaccinated.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Jazzy. Yeah, this was awesome.
Thank you for listening. This podcast was brought to you by the Milwaukee Youth Advisory Council at the Milwaukee High School School-Based Health Center. If you would like to get in touch, you can contact me, Hannah, at smithhan@nclac.k12.or.us. Have a nice day.